Last night, the small town of Nogales, Arizona, became the first in the nation to push back against the Trump administration's increasingly toughened measures on the U.S.-Mexico border. I'm joined now by Michelle Marisco with our Fronteras desk to discuss the situation further. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning.
So you reported the city council voted unanimously to demand the government take down coils of concertina wire it's been putting up on the border fence, but that's a pretty big ask. What can the city actually do here?
So they were talking about a couple of plans last night. One of them involved putting up cement barriers to blockade the area where the wire's laid up so that Nogales, Arizona pedestrians can't get near it. The other one, which was slightly more teeth to it, was trying to enforce city codes that restrict concertina wire to storage areas and to 6 feet heights. The concertina wire that the Pentagon put up on the behalf of Customs and Border Protection, it runs 18 feet high. So that's the second measure that they're trying.
So, Michelle, tell us though what it is that the city doesn't like about this wire. What are their objections here?
So right now there's an 18-foot high bollard-style steel slat sort of fence that runs through urban Nogales, right on the border. That fades out as you go out into the more rural hills. The concertina wire started several months ago on around Election Day, in fact, at the very top of that border fence. It was just laid out in coils. This week, it started being laid out in multiple coils. So basically, this giant wall of border infrastructure has become a giant screen of gleaming concertina wire. Locals, the city government, they all say that this is just a really poor reflection of the city, and it makes the entire city, in fact, I wrote this into the resolution, that it makes the entire city look like a prison camp or a war zone.
So the city and Customs and Border Protection, I know, have worked closely in the past on issues like unaccompanied minors who needed help as recently as just a few years ago. What's the relationship like now, though?
It's chilled. Nogales mayor and his cabinet walked out of a meeting with the U.S. Border Patrol after the Border Patrol told them, this is according to the mayor, that, quote, rapists and murderers were coming over that particular stretch of border fence. They told them that the wire would stay up. And the mayor says that Customs and Border Protection, which oversees the Border Patrol, they refused to meet with the mayor. So, yeah, It's grown fairly tense between the city and Homeland Security.
What about on the state level, Arizona's government? Any intervention there?
So I've been looking into this because let me start by saying we've had no answers.
Right.
But going back into the past a little bit, Governor Ducey, you recall, questioned the president in December about a massive surge that was supposed to be heading to the Arizona border. He said he didn't know where President Donald Trump came up with that. But he said nothing about this current situation. Martha McSally, I asked her several weeks ago, and she said that she brought the concern to CBP, but that ultimately it was up to CBP what happened with the wire. Senator Kyrsten Sinema, she said nothing on this. Democratic Congressman Raul Grijalva, whose district oversees Nogales, has called it a publicity stunt, but has spoken no further about the concertina wire.
Yeah. So how far is this concertina wire extending at this point? You reported this week that the military was actually ordering more coils of it.
Yeah, so the Pentagon had told me on Monday that they are tasked with bringing in 160 more miles of concertina wire. Here locally in Nogales, the concertina wire stretches out along the what we call the pedestrian fencing, which is basically, it's not a border wall, it's more of a border fence that extends through all the urban area all the way out to Kino Springs. And actually, it's a little odd. The concertina wire ends where the border fence ends at the vehicle barriers.
So anyone wanting to cross the border illegally could just sort of skirt around the fence and jump over those vehicle barriers?
Yeah, it's an odd situation, and it's made some people think that this is more of a political stance by the Homeland Security Department than it is any sort of real effective enforcement, because people can just go around it.
KJZZ's Michelle Marisco from Tucson. Thanks so much, Michelle.
Hey, thank you.